Hi, hello, and welcome, motherfuckers. This is Brett Heartless, and you're listening to Bashing with Brett. Thank you for listening. Now, today's topic. Music. And the music industry. Now, I remember when I was a kid, I'd go in Stanton, or in Waynesboro, or Stewart's Draft, wherever. Basically, Virginia, I suppose. It was Crossroads. It's where you went to get CDs. Sometimes movies. And, I'd go in there. I'd get my Kiss CD. I'd get my Ozzy. Get my Rob Zombie. Black Sabbath. Black Label Society. Motley Crue. Nirvana. Whatever. And I'd get home, and I couldn't wait to put it in that CD player. Now, upon discovery, I watched a documentary on the Sundance channel called The Distortion of Sound. And it made me very interested in this whole topic of how MP3s are ruining music. They had guys from Linkin Park, they had Snoop Dogg, Slash from Guns N' Roses, the guitarist. They basically all were just talking about how they put so much hard work and dedication and just everything into their music. It's their life to make it sound just right. And then people go online, you stream them live. You download their MP3s for free. Sometimes you buy them on iTunes, whatever. But what you don't know is what the MP3 file actually does to the song. See, for the file, they're so small. That's why you can fit thousands of them on your phones and your iPods and your iPads. Because they compress the song. They take the little things out of it. Such, the way the drum sounds. A certain riff on a guitar. They take it away and compress it down so it can fit into this small file. And you won't be able to tell unless you have a CD player or a record player. If you got some vinyl, which I know I do, I love my vinyl. But you listen to that. Listen to that and then play the exact same song off of your iPhone or your iPod or your iPad. And if you can't tell the difference, then you don't love music. You don't love music like I do. No, not like me. But for the people who truly do love it, what happened? No more albums, no more CD. I mean, what happened? I mean, basically, what we have now are a bunch of singles that come out on EPs or. You buy the single off iTunes, you know, you download it off of whatever dumb fuck site, and it's just not the same. See, when I got that album, when I went to Crossroads, I go and I get that album, I come home and I play it, I don't hit skip. No. I listen to the whole fucking thing. Because listening to the album, it's like it's a journey. And you just, if you don't love music, you don't get it. See, I might not like the song that's currently playing, but that doesn't mean I'm going to change it. There is ultimately something about every song on every album that I can say, okay, I like that. I might not like the drum line. I might not like the guitar. I might not like the bass, but hey, they got some pretty good vocals. That's all I'm saying. I don't even remember the last time I went out and bought an album that was, you know, recent. The most recent rock album I remember buying was on iTunes. And I bought The House of Golden Bones Part 2 by Stone Sour. Now, it's a great album. But, once again, it's on my phone. You know? I mean, I don't even know where I'd go. I'm not going to go to Walmart and get a CD. Fuck that. You know, I don't even know where you go these days to get that kind of stuff. I mean, yeah, I can make the extra trip to Harrisonburg, to FYE. I guess they still sell CDs. I mean, I don't know. They might not. But I don't even know if that's worth it. Because, yes, I do want the CD. I want to open my album, look at the album cover. I want to read the lyrics on the inside, look at the pictures. You know, maybe I'm just nostalgic. Maybe. I don't know. Call me old school, but that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. You shouldn't have to get on your computer, get on iTunes, whatever, and download these songs. You should be able to go to a CD store, buy their record, go home and play it and thoroughly enjoy it the way it's supposed to be heard. Because that's what they want you to do. These artists don't make these songs, this great music, and expect you to download it off your phones and listen to it through shitty iPhone speakers. Better yet, they don't want you to hook your iPhone up to a fucking set of shitty ass speakers. They want you to go out, get a decent CD player, okay? And just really listen. Because I promise you, it's so much better. You hear so much more, you feel so much more. Then again, I don't know. What the fuck am I talking about, right? I could rant all day about this. And it's because I truly love music. I don't know what I would do without it. I really don't. I mean, sometimes I think about it. What would life be like without music? I don't think it'd be much of a life at all, if you ask me. You just connect through so much with music. More than even you fully understand. Sometimes, you know, you hear the lyrics to a song and you're like, yeah, you know, that's how I'm feeling. That's me. But really, it's more than the lyrics. It's the tone. It's the vibe of the song that you truly just feel like, yes, that is what I love. Doesn't matter who the artist is. Doesn't matter what kind of music it is. I mean, hell, I don't really like country. I'll go ahead and say that. I kind of despise it. But I can listen to it. I can listen to good music. That's what we'll end this with. I can listen to good music. Doesn't matter what the genre, who the artist is. If it's good, I'll listen to it. That's how you know somebody really loves music. Once again, I'm running out of time. Thank you for listening again. And remember, if you're not bashing, what the fuck are you doing? Zibbity zibbity bop. Zibbity zibbity bop. Bobbity bobbity zibbity zibbity bobbity bobbity zip. Bobbity bobbity bop. Zibbity zibbity bop.